Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Turner Classic Movies' Ultimate Movie Star Showcase, Summer Under the Stars, is back. All August, TCM pays tribute to 31 stars in 31 days, featuring a different star and their greatest movies every day, all month long. Ben Mankiewicz is the primetime host of Turner Classic Movies, debuting in 2003, becoming only the second host in TCM's history. He's introduced thousands of movies over the years, conducted long-form interviews with over 100 of the industry's top talent, a degree from Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism. Ben has been a TV news anchor and reporter, twice being named Best Anchor in South Florida by the New York Times, a film and television critic featured in a number of national publications and broadcast. His grandfather and great-uncle, both Oscar winners, Ben Mankiewicz, with us on This Week in America. Hi, Ben. Welcome to the program.
Wow, Rick, that was like you just read my whole resume. That was nice. Nobody does that. Thank you.
And I only just touched the surface of that, but we're talking about this great summer event at TCM. Summer Under the Stars has become not just a high point of the summer for TCM viewers, but that's a favored annual tradition for many now, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the 16th year of Summer Under the Stars. We have two big programming events a year. We have more than that, but every year we have these two. They're tentpole events for us in February, and then 3 days in March we have 31 days of Oscar, leading up to the Oscar ceremony where every movie is an Oscar winner or nominee. And then here in August we have Summer Under the Stars, where for 31 days we have a different star, 31 stars. Each star gets 24 hours of their movies. We have great bookends this year. We opened it on August 1st. With Marilyn Monroe, and we wrap it up on the 31st of August with Elizabeth Taylor.
It's a unique format, and as you're watching, you get to see these stars not just in one movie, which we see all the time, but back-to-back movies, and we really appreciate, as we're watching, why these people are stars.
Yeah, I don't think there's any ambiguity as to, you know, why people... Look, there have been stars in Hollywood who were manufactured and put in the right movie and marketed in a certain way, and I think eventually they get exposed. The real stars, the real talents, persevere. They survive. They make a lot of movies, and for the most part, they're good movies. And almost always their performances are worthwhile. I mean, you know, even in a Cary Grant movie that's not great, he's great. He can't not be. Same for, you know, one of my favorite stars who we also have on this month. We have Cary Grant, by the way, coming up on August 20th, but also Barbara Stanwyck, who we have on August 13th. You know, there's not a bad Barbara Stanwyck performance in the bunch.
No, and as you watch, you understand the versatility of these actors as well. And this play of Summer Under the Stars, you've got 11 first-timers. That's exciting as well. We get to see some new people this year.
Some of the first-timers, you know, I think, again, 16 years we've done this, so we've picked 31 stars for 16 years. I can't do that math off the top of my head, but that's a little over, closing in on 500 stars, I think. But, of course, many of them are repeaters. This is not the first time we've done
exactly.
Grant or Barbara Stanwyck or Sidney Poitier or John Wayne, who are all on this month's schedule. So we have 11 first-timers this month, and they include a couple that surprised me. After 16 years and having to pick 31 every month, I'm surprised that we haven't gotten to George Sanders before, but we have George Sanders on the 30th of this month. Leslie Caron on the 27th of this month. Also, Josh Mankiewicz, my brother's birthday. I think everybody should note that. So Leslie Caron on the 27th. Ricardo Montalban on the 15th. Rod Taylor on the 18th. Anne Harding on the 21st, Dennis Morgan on the 24th. Coming up soon this week, today, on the 7th, Eleanor Parker, one of my favorite actresses, incredibly underrated. August 8th, Franche Ohtone, and the 9th, Sandra Dee. So, you know, in addition to, like I said, big names like Ginger Rogers and Angela Lansbury and Greer Garson, who've been on Summer Under the Stars before.
Among the 31, it's hard to believe, well, Elvis, it's not hard to believe he's there, but it's hard to believe it's been 40 years since his death. And what's fun is we're watching, we see stars in other stars' motion pictures. We get to see Anne Margaret in Viva Las Vegas, and you'll be humming Viva Las Vegas for the rest of the month. I guarantee you that's one of those songs you will not be able to get out of your head.
Yeah, well, that's probably Elvis's best movie to me, and in part because his co-star has nearly his star power. No one had Elvis's sheer star power, but charisma Anne Margaret could match him. And this is early in her career, directed by the same director who introduced her in Bye Bye Birdie, George Sidney, and she, you know, her having a foil opposite Elvis who shared his magnetism, I think, is part of what makes that film stand out among Elvis movies.
A month full of great movies. We're talking about Summer Under the Stars, TCM celebration of classic films and movie stars all month long. Information at TCM.com. Ben Mankiewicz with us on the program. Ben, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, Rick, a pleasure to talk to you anytime.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America, back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.